Good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here at This Week with Dr. T. Each week, we get together with amazing guests, and we have amazingly informative conversations. If you are a podcast member, you can find past podcast interviews at the Tenpenny Files on drtenpenny.com under the podcast tab. I want to say a word about one of our special sponsors, MyPillow.com. I know Mike Lindell personally, and I know how hard he works day in and day out to do great things for this country. He's made many, many affiliates available for his MyPillow products, and we are proud to be one of the affiliates to this company to support him and to support us. You know, there are more than 200 products available at the MyPillow.com store, so you can find something for a special person for a special event. You can even find things for your pets at MyPillow.com. Now, we know that there are a lot of affiliates that support Mike Lindell and use this affiliate program, but if you're going to share the love a little bit, use promo code DRT. You can frequently get 60% off, and sometimes they run special deals of 70 and 80% off. So check back frequently. Try shopping first at MyPillow.com and use DRT at the promotional code at checkout. And if you're going to buy supplements, we encourage you to shop at our store, which is shoptenpenny.com, or you can go directly to drtenpenny.com and go under the shop label. There's also a supplement label. We make it really easy, lots of different ways that you can find us. These supplements are private label supplements, have white bottles with green leaves. That's how you know that those are the special ones that you get the discounts on. If you go to the checkout and use podcast at the checkout, you'll get 10% off consistently all the time. Now, you may get other things that are put into your shopping cart. If they're not private label, you won't get the 10% off, but you will still have great savings if you're using a mixture of our private label supplements and other things that are available in our store. You can also get 10% off at our apparel store by using podcast at checkout. I love our apparel. In fact, I buy stuff from my own store. I get t-shirts and sweatshirts. I wear them at the airport. I have one that says Faith Over Fear. I wear that consistently on the airplane. I always get a lot of thumbs up because then that way you can share your faith with others and get a smile at the same time. We have totes and mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts that are there. And we're always adding new things because we have a great designer. So be sure to go to drtenpenny.com underneath the shop button. You will be able to see our apparel store. Use podcast at the checkout for 10% off every time you shop. We have arranged for an exclusive discount so my followers can try my favorite zeolite detox spray, Pure Body Extra, for a huge discount. At drtenpenny.com, under the shop tab, you'll see a tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox. Click on that tab and it will open a page that has a large orange button at the top that says get $50 off. And when you go to that page, you get an option to sign up for the monthly auto ship. And if you do that, you will get your first bottle of zeolite spray for only $13. And that comes with free shipping. When you add that all together, that adds up to an 82% discount. If you like the product, keep the auto ship because you will consistently get 20% off of each order and you will continue to get free shipping. This is the best way to keep your body clean so it can simply work better. I've been using it to heal some long-standing gum problems that I've had by spraying it in my mouth on my gums every single day, and it's been just amazing. It's a tasteless spray. You use four sprays three or four times a day that it helps to keep your body cleaned out. I've had people ask me so many times, how long do I have to keep taking this and buying this supplement? Well, I'll tell you what, once you find a place on the planet that is clean and you don't have to detox, then I think you can stop it. But for now, I think it's really important to get the metals out of your body. You can find arsenic in tap water. There's mercury in your mouth from fillings, lead paint in older homes. You can get cadmium from jewelry and also from cigarette smoke. There's arsenic that can be in rice and fruit juice, and you can get it in runoff in your water if you have well water and you live out in the country. Pure Body Extra, the zeolite spray, removes all of that. So it's really important for you to use this product, and you can use it when you're pregnant. You can use it with nursing. You can use it with children of all ages. You can even use it with your pets. You can spray a little bit in their water so you can detox your animals so they have a healthier, cleaner, longer life also. So let me say that again. Go to drtenpenny.com under the shop tab, click on the tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox, and then follow the prompts. As a first-time buyer, you'll get a first bottle for only $13. This is a special and exclusive discount just for the drtenpenny.com followers, and thank you so much in advance for participating in this special offer.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
So with that, let me introduce to you today's special guest, the one and only David Icke. I am so honored to have him on my interview this morning. David Icke has dedicated the last 30 years of his life to investigating, researching, questioning, and documenting who and what is really controlling the world. His outspoken nature has offended as many as he has endeared. He is most certainly misunderstood, and quite frankly, we are one of the few armies, those of us that are fighting the tyranny, who tend to judgmentally throw grenades at our own teammates. David Icke has written more than 20 books and has spoken in more than 25 countries. His consistent messages, predictions, and his promotions for peace and unity have resonated with a huge community of people from all corners of the globe. We're the control group who have grown tired of the government lies, cover-ups, censorship, and manipulation that have become increasing presence in our everyday lives. His latest book, The Trap, goes deeper down the rabbit hole than ever before. Before we started this morning, he said he's starting another book to go even deeper down the rabbit hole. I just can't even imagine that. He calls the anti-human agenda that is being orchestrated by a force beyond our reasonable perception that has been manipulating and controlling world events in what he describes as a virtual reality computer game. Good morning, David. How are things over there on your side of the pond?
Yeah, not bad, Sherry. You know, keep on keeping on, and we are making progress. So there's lots to be encouraged about, as well as, you know, lots to be very focused on in terms of what's trying to be imposed upon us. But, you know, I started out nearly 33 years ago, and anyone who's kind of relatively new to this information will say, and I do understand why aren't more people waking up? Well, I can tell them from my perspective, over 33 years, a hell of a lot of people are awake now that weren't before. So it's very encouraging.
Yeah, I tend to, instead of saying people are waking up, I think there's a lot of people who've long known that, at least in the last 3 years with all of this nonsense, that there was something just not right. And I think that people in their not rightness are now becoming conscious, more consciously aware, and connecting the dots. They are seeing that shots and deaths and shots in central bank digital currency and shots in the tyrannical way that they are going to do bank bail-ins with our money and just start absconding with it. I got two text messages this morning, even this morning before we started this interview, of people in Canada, very prominent people in Canada, the banks just took their money, just took it. And I'm wondering if this whole bank bail-in and absconding with our money is starting in Canada and rolling across the world, or is it kind of happening quietly everywhere? What do you think?
Well, the taking the people's money is all part of what I've been exposing all these years. I think there are so many aspects to this. Number one is, yes, that feeling that people start to get is there's something wrong with the world. It's not adding up. But most of the time, people see events, they see happenings in the world. And collectively, they don't add up, but can't really grasp why. And it's when these dots are connected that the pennies, well, the banking systems actually start to drop, and you see what the game is. And I have this phrase, know the outcome and you'll see the journey. If we don't know what the outcome is planned to be, then the daily events of the journey to that outcome appear to be random. This is happening, that's happening, that's happening, banking, that's happening, corporations, that's happening, government, that's happening in the medical arena. But when you know where we're being taken, then these apparently random events become very clear stepping stones to that outcome. And the outcome is, well, on one level, and like you said earlier, we could go deep, 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 deep in the rabbit hole beyond all of this and see where it's really coming from. But at the level that people experience, the idea is to create what I call the Hunger Games Society. And I was calling it other names before the Hunger Games movies came out, but I use that name after that because they kind of symbolized very well the world that we're being manipulated into. And if anyone has who's seen those movies, the structure was that you had a tiny few people in the so-called capital living in high-tech luxury. And you had the population broken up into sectors so they didn't interact with each other. And they were serving in a serf-like way in abject poverty the few at the center in the capital who were defended from the population. And that basically is the structure of where we're being taken. And once people grasp where we're being taken, then all these things start to connect, including taking your money. So if you think of a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people, it's become known as the 1%, actually it's less than 1%. And at the bottom of the pyramid is the rest of humanity, basically, in totality. And in between the two is planned to be a police-military state, a fusion of the two, ultimately, that will, A, protect the few at the top from challenge by the population, and two, would impose the will of the few upon the population. Okay, so that's the structure. So how do you bring it about? Well, first of all, while the population has access to independent income and independent funds, like in the bank, we call that independent, you can't do it. You have to create control by the few over the many on the grounds of dependency by the many on the few. You have to create that. So suddenly we can see lockdown due to, quote, COVID in a very different light. That, of course, was nothing to do with health. I mean, more and more people can see that now that they've been shafted. The outcome, however, is that lots of independent businesses went out of business. Even some big businesses that weren't connected to what I call the global cult went out of business. And so you are losing independent business and you're losing employment with those independent businesses. And so this has now continued with the manipulation of energy prices through the human-caused global warming hoax, and added into that the events in Ukraine to increase the price of energy. Because what you're doing when you increase the price of energy is you increase the price of everything, because everything needs energy or is transported by energy. During COVID, you infuse into the economy enormous, fantastic amounts of fresh air money, which you conjure out of nothing through the so-called fiat money system. And before, you were looking at homeless people, people in need, people in destitution. And governments were saying, oh no, there's no money for that. Oh no, can't afford that. Oh no. Then they play the COVID card and suddenly money is no object. If you notice, in every country, basically, fantastic amounts of money were created out of nothing, called credit, and they were put into the economy. Now, that was obviously going to have a massive impact eventually called inflation. And so inflation is starting to really get out of control. And what is inflation? It's the price of everything going up. That's what it is. A fancy word for describing that. So what you're doing is you're targeting the independence of the population and making them dependent on government. So what about those people who have a lot of money in the bank? How do you get to them when they're not part of your whole cult deal? Well, you take their money. So what you do is you, for instance, in 2008, you have a bailout where fantastic amounts of money, again, money no object suddenly, is infused into the banking system to bail it out for the appalling way that it was run on purpose, not least through people and policies led by people like Alan Greenspan, the head of the Federal Reserve for so long. You transfer money, enormous amounts, nominal amounts of money from the population to the banking system, to the elite. But that obviously infuriates the population. And basically, you can't keep doing that because even you are going to run out of fresh air money. So what you do is you then start twisting it And they've been doing this in the European Union and other countries around the world, all preparing for it through the central banks, which are coordinated through the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, to the same policies. And you move to the bail-in, which means that when a bank goes bust, and because of all these things and many other things that I could talk about, and those that I have talked about, a banking crash is inevitable. So, and not only inevitable, it's what this cult wants. And so when this crash comes, the idea is the bail-in is that the banks, through support from government, can go into the deposits, accounts of the people in the bank, you and me, and just take it to bail themselves out. And we saw this in Cyprus. This was the first play of it a few years ago now,
yep.
When two Cyprus banks went bust and they bailed in the bailout. And lots of depositors with those banks lost enormous amounts of money. And so what is the common theme of all this? You have money, so you have some independence. Well, we're going to have that. You have an independent business, an independent job with the independent business, so we can't affect you because of that. So what we're going to do is destroy that. And that's where it's all going. And the final kind of play of this, and we're already seeing this play out across the world under the heading of trials like hell, foot in the door, is the guaranteed income. And I've been writing about this for a long, long time, that this was coming, this was planned, because this is how it's supposed to work. And we go back to the Hunger Games society. You create a situation in which the population no longer has access to independent employment and independent business. And this, of course, is compounded by all the jobs that are disappearing to artificial intelligence. And then you come forward, you who have created this situation, and you say, we're nice people. We are. We're ever so nice. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you a guaranteed income. And it will be a pittance. But they're going to say, well, because of all the economic mayhem, which we created, and the AI taking the jobs, we've got to give an independent income, or a guaranteed income, rather, to pay for the basics of life. It won't, but that's what they'll claim. And at that point, you are completely dependent on government, which is just a front for this cult, as I talk about. And if you want your independent or your guaranteed income, then you do as you're told. You don't make waves, and you certainly don't question government and authority. Because if you do, you're going to lose your guaranteed income. And by the way, we've destroyed all other access to income, so how are you going to put food on the table? And so this is it's like throwing a fishing line out, or a lasso, and then pulling it in. And they're at the point now where they really are starting to pull it in. But so that's the background, and why these things are happening together. And of course, two other things that come together are the COVID hoax and human-caused climate change. And it's interesting that if you look at the solutions to both supposed problems, then they're the same. They're the centralization of power in every area of our lives, in terms of, quote, COVID and the pandemics that are with no evidence declared by the World Health Organization, owned by the Rockefeller family, created by the Rockefeller family, and run for them by people like Gates. They will have the ability, if a treaty comes about, to both announce that there's a pandemic, don't even have to prove it, and then quite legally, through this treaty they're trying to push through, all the countries of the World Health Organization, a private organization connected to the UN, will have to respond to the pandemic in the way the World Health Organization demands, and that will be fake vaccines, mRNA vaccines, and all the other stuff that goes with it, lockdown and the stuff that we've seen already. So that's massive global centralization of power. But then you look at the human-caused climate change hoax, a scientific insanity, and it's the same thing. To save the planet, we have to take control of your life in every fine detail. And very shortly, next couple of weeks, there's going to be a protest in Oxford in England, which I'll be going to myself, because the council there are proposing to create in 2024 what they call 15-minute communities or 15-minute cities, they're also known as, where everything they say you need will be within 15-minute walk or cycle ride from your home. And you will only be allowed to leave that sector in a car 100 times a year. And beyond that, you will be fined every time. And there'll be electronic gadgetry to make sure they know every time you've left the sector. And now the Scottish government has come out and said that they want to do something similar throughout Scotland. And it will be a worldwide thing because it's globally coordinated. And so talk about the fine detail of your life being controlled. And it's being done by both the COVID strategy and by the human caused climate change strategy, both of which I suggest are a bloody nonsense. And the other thing about the human caused climate change is because they can demonize the gas of life, carbon dioxide, without which we'd all be dead, there'd be no natural world, no food, then they can demonize fossil fuels and thus say that we're gonna replace fossil fuels with alternatives like wind power and solar power. Absolute insanity. There's no way you can replace one with the other. And there's no, they have no intention of doing so either. But what does that do? Connected to what I said earlier, it pushes the price of energy up. And that pushes the price of everything up, which again drives on this Hunger Games society of control through dependency. So, I mean, the dots just go on connecting the more you go out from this.
You know, David, and you've written a lot of books about this, and I've heard you speak, I've listened to a lot of your videos, and I've heard you speak in person a couple of times. And the idea that this whole depopulation agenda, you know, we used to never talk about that publicly. It used to be in kind of hushed voices and closed rooms, only with people that you knew were on the same page with you. But now it's so obvious of what's happening. And one of the questions that comes up periodically, and I really would like your take on this, because they say, well, it seems as though all the people that they coerced into getting these shots, either out of fear, out of convenience, or they actually were coerced into getting it for whatever reasons, it's now we're seeing them just literally drop over like by flies. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of people. They've been estimated that more than 20 million people have already died from the shot, and that was in October. So it's worse now, you know, however many months later. But it seems as though those of us who didn't get the shot, who see through the same or similar eyes that you see, all of these dots connected, are going to be the only people left. And after they, you know, you talked about the pyramid, after they take out all of their little sheep at the bottom who got their boosters and three or four boosters and are the obedient little sheep to get their UBI, their universal basic income, and they do what they're told, the ones that are going to be left are us, the control group, who are the resistance. And I've heard a lot of people say, I wonder what that's all about, because it seems kind of upside down. I mean, you would think they would want to eliminate us so they'd still have their little sheep to do what they want. What's your kind of take on that scenario?
Well, I don't think they've given up on us yet, because they're now talking about putting mRNA fake vaccines into
our food and
food chain. So yeah, they're going to try and get everyone eventually. And it, you know, it's worth people pondering. I mean, I'm sure people watching this show will have already done so, but the wider public pondering on why there is this obsession of getting every man, woman, and child infused with this toxic shite. I mean,
and what is that? What do you think that's all about?
Well, I think there's many reasons for it, and we start to go deep in the rabbit hole.
Please go
with this one. Mm-hmm. Where do I start? There's so many elements to this, and it goes really deep. First of all, what we've been turned into, and what the whole point of this reality is, I would suggest, is to turn humans into producers of a particular kind of energy with a particular frequency. And that frequency, it resonates to low vibrational human emotion. Fear, anxiety, depression, hatred, resentment, regret, all these low vibrational emotions. That's an energy that we are being trawled for by entities that operate just outside of human sight. Because one of the things about keeping people in ignorance is to keep people in ignorance of the nature of reality itself.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of Sleep Formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
So guys, whether you're a content creator or if you're somebody that just wants to get the real truth, the real news, you need to check out Brighteon TV. I'm a guy that's making content all the time, and guess what? YouTube's canceled me, Instagram censored me, and Facebook shadow banned me. And I'm sure you're aware of the censorship taking place. So if you want to get away from that, go to Brighteon TV and check them out.
Why would that be such a gimmick? Because the cult controls the regulatory agencies and it controls Big Pharma. So Big Pharma is asking the regulatory agencies, Big Pharma owned by the cult, is asking the cult-owned regulatory agencies permission to advance the cult agenda of fake vaccine everybody. And so this web is... the explanation for why, if you look at the COVID era and you look at human-caused climate change, indeed now today it's gone so far, you look at any subject, that the official narrative is the one peddled by the mainstream media, it's the one peddled by the government agencies, it's the one peddled by Silicon Valley censorship. They're all moving as one unit, because if you go deep enough to where this web connects to these organizations and people, it is one unit. And the point is that if you then go back from the bottom of the rabbit hole through or the top of the rabbit hole, in this case, the world of the seen, through to the deep levels of the rabbit hole, you find that what's playing out in the world of the scene, which the alternative media is daily exposing, actually being done on behalf of this non-human force operating from this lower astral dimension. And just one final thing. again, as I said earlier, in the end, everything is consciousness. You know, perception is consciousness. This is why this whole race thing is ludicrous. It's not about what your color of your body is, it's the color of your mind. And so you show me any racial group, I don't care who it is. You show me any cultural group, I don't care who it is. And I'll show you nice people, I'll show you okay people, and I'll show you psychopaths, because it's about their consciousness. Human perception. And this Wetiko is ultimately, of what they call Wetiko, is ultimately what's behind this. So when people say it's a spiritual war, I don't like the word war, there's connotations, but it's certainly a spiritual tussle between states of consciousness. That which desires freedom and loving each other and caring about each other, looking after each other, not imposing your will on each other, and that which wants to do exactly the opposite. And within the human realm, again, you can see the focus on the body is such an irrelevance. You've got different nations, different nationalities, different cultures all over the world, in which both states of consciousness can be seen. Those that want the world to be a nicer place, and those that want it to be what it's becoming. And so that's what it is in the end. It's which consciousness will prevail.
So I really like that that analogy, that picture that you painted about the spider and the rings out from there in the web. How do we escape the web? How do we humans who see it and now understand it more through, you know, your writings and other people that have sort of explained a lot of these things? I mean, I've been doing some series of with some really great authors, with, you know, Derek Gilbert and Doug Van Dorn, and people that, you know, Doug Van Dorn wrote an amazing book called Giants, Sons of Gods, Little G's. And, you know, and so we've been doing a lot of, you know, interviews and a four-part series and things. And so I think that more and more people are seeing it and they're understanding it. And you made the analogy about they're throwing out a noose and sort of like dragging us in, you know. How do we escape the spider web? How do we as humanity escape this? Or is it just an end game that it's just gonna, you know, eventually they're gonna kill us all off or move us into the transhumanism movement, and we're gonna be, you know, digital slaves for as long as the earth continues to exist?
Yeah, well, you know, again, you know, I could start again and go on.
Yeah, we've only got about five more minutes on this segment, David. Okay.
Because I go into this in the trap in considerable detail.
What I'm alluding to. Just for the listener, The Trap is your most recent book, correct?
But the basic thing is, you know, people say, what's the solution? Well, I'm not interested in solutions, because solutions tend to lead you to more problems. You look at this. For me, if you want to remove a problem, you remove the cause of it. So you look at the cause of of human control. And then you get yourself a calculator and you put 8 billion into it. And then you take away from the 8 billion, the relative handful in full knowledge that are behind this in the human world. And you then take away the government administrators, local council administrators, state administrators, who are imposing the will of those few on the population, most of them having no idea that there is a few behind it all. Then you look at the law enforcement and the military imposing the will of the few, the vast majority of which don't know there's a few, doesn't even know there's a cult. But you take all of them away from the 8 billion, and most of the 8 billion are still there. So it is impossible for that net number of people to impose the will, their will on, or not even their will, most of them, it's someone else's will they don't even know exists, upon 8 billion people. 8 billion people can only be controlled by the obedience and the acquiescence of the 8 billion. And so the most powerful word in any language for me is no. No, not doing it. And imagine billions of people saying no in 2020, 2021, saying no to the fake vaccine, saying no to lockdown, all the rest of it that went with it, no to the face nappies, face diapers. It wouldn't have been possible. It would have been unenforceable. But they didn't. Most of them just went with it. They just did it because authority was telling them. And again, this is something that is systematically infused into the system. You know, you come into the world as a young baby, a little baby, and within 4 years or so, you're sitting at a desk and an authority figure called a teacher is telling you when you have to be there, when you can leave, when you can talk, when you can eat, when you can go to the toilet even. And there are penalties for and consequences for refusing to obey authority from the earliest age. And people are battered in over this long period of formative years into obeying authority and seeing authority as the place to go for knowledge and wisdom and how things are. And so you have three types of people in the world, basically. You have a vast number of people who have taken that spell and just do what they're told without question. You've got another group that don't want to do it, but do it anyway because they're frightened of not doing it. They were the two groups that followed all the rules of COVID and took the jab. And then you've got the third group, the real renegade group, as I call it, that sees what's going on and won't have it, won't cooperate with it, says no, not doing it. And that third group is the group that is unseated every tyranny in history through saying no, we're not complying. And the other two groups are the reason that every tyranny in history took over, because the fascists and tyrants don't create fascism and tyrant societies. There's never enough of them. What creates them is the population acquiescing to the fascists and the tyrants. That's how it works. That's why it's possible. So the problem is very simple. It's human acquiescence to the few. And that is why throughout known human history, the few have always controlled the many, because the many keep doing it. So if people want a solution or remove the cause of the problem, we've got to stop saying yes, sir, no, sir, and start saying no, sir, in no way ever, sir, am I going to do that. And if we did in enough numbers, it would be over, because, you know, this manipulative force, ooh, the demons, ooh, yeah. Well, if it could take us over, then it would. And it would have done a long time ago. It can't. It has to get us to acquiesce to our own enslavement. Otherwise, it can't enslave us. And the reason, the reason that this AI connection to the human brain, thank you, Mr. Musk, by the way, is so vital to understand, is that they want to overcome that fact that they can't just take us over, because we are actually individually and collectively too powerful for that if we're in our pomp and power and not acquiescent to the few. They want to overcome that inability by connecting AI to the human brain so that they can not just manipulate our perception of reality, but dictate it directly. And so, you know, I hear people say, oh, AI this, AI that, AI the other. I don't hear them say, what is AI?
Mm.
Is this AI that they want to connect the human brain to? Well, what if it was that force? That force. What if that force wants to take over the human perceptual state via a body infused with nanotechnology interacting with the cloud, which is ultimately that force made manifest in this reality as a frequency cloud state? That's what's going on. And so we are in a real massively pivotal point in human history where we can bring this house of cards down, could do that tomorrow, or we can acquiesce ourselves into what you described earlier very well as permanent perceptual tyranny.
Well, I think that is a good place to end this discussion for this morning, because I think that you're right. I mean, I've said through this whole 3 years, it's like, you know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, it ain't going to happen. You know, I saw this, you know, as a general overall, not me personally, but just other people that need to come to grips with the fact that they acquiesced and they did it. And now they need to never do it again. They don't need to put the, now they're, you know, threatening the masks again, and they want this COVID pass again. They're now talking about the digital ID and the digital passports, and you won't be able to go outside your 15-minute, you know, thing in their 15-minute city. And, you know, I've seen a couple of, you know, you mentioned that there's a resistance rally in Oxford, I think you said next week. And the thing is that
February.
I've seen a couple of, I think they were TikTok videos of people where they're already starting to put up these barricades so that you can't go past these areas. And people are just going out in the middle of the night, just tearing them down. They're just taking them apart. And I think that that's the sort of non-compliant resistance, you know, to just say, nope, not going to do that.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I don't know whether you saw it, but Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister, who oversaw the fascism, deep fascism in COVID New Zealand.
Right.
She announced in the last few days that she was not going to stand at the next election. She's going to step down in February.
And I wonder who got to her.
Yeah.
Because when you saw that announcement, she was all tearful and crying, you know, so somebody told her, you are got to get out of the way.
Yeah, because she was not going to win the next election. That was the point. She'd become, like many of these COVID front people, their actions were catching up with them.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting was I used a clip in my iconic show this week of a big screen in a shopping mall, it looked like, or something like that. Where she was live making that announcement. and the place was packed. And when she said, I'm not going to stand at the next election, the whole crowd cheered like someone had scored a goal or something.
Oh, right? Wow.
So I thought, okay, that's good. You've realized what's happened, and you've realized you've been shafted. But my question was, how many people in that crowd jumping up and down just meekly did whatever she said during the COVID era?
Right.
And the answer would have been lots of them.
Yep.
And I hope that we have learned this lesson. If you keep saying yes to tyranny, you'll get bloody tyranny. When you start to say no in enough numbers, then tyranny can't control you.
That's really good advice right there. David, tell people about your iconic show and where they can get your books and how can we get more of what you're doing? And you just mentioned this morning you're going to start yet another book, and we didn't even get a lot of time to go into your current book, The Trap. So tell people where they can find your books and a little bit about your show and where they can follow you.
Yeah, they can get it at davidicke.com. That's my main website. Where the news stories go up every day, but in context of what they mean as opposed to what we're told they mean. And they can get the Trap and my other books there. And Iconic is a channel, a media platform, which my son Jamie created in 2019. That wasn't long before COVID anyway. And that's been tremendously successful. And it's got documentaries, not just on conspiracy, but a whole range of alternative subjects, and including some of the things we've been talking about, other levels of reality, the nature of reality. I've done a 13-part series called The Nature of Reality for Iconic. But every Saturday, I do a show called The Dot Connect the News Show, in which I go through the week's news and connect the dots. Literally, this may seem to be a story in and of itself, and so might this, and so might this, but actually, this is how they connect. And I find it fascinating to do.
And where can they find that? How can they reach that?
Iconic.com. If they go to iconic.com.
And that's how you spell it, is behind you? I-C-K-O-N-I-C?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I think I've been interviewed for Jamie's show a couple of times.
Yeah, it's proved to be really successful and popular.
That's very good. Well, David Icke, I'm telling you, we could go on and on and on for lots of more hours with all the information and all the connect the dot things that you can do. But I guess we can go to iconic.com every Saturday and listen to the connect the dots things that you're already doing. So I want to thank you so much for being here with us this morning on This Week with Dr. T. And as we're closing out, I just want to make a couple of announcements for what's going to be coming up this week. On Tuesday mornings now, we've started a new program called Tuesday Coffee with Dr. T. It's an open forum discussion about all things not COVID. So we want to talk about all kinds of different things and have an open forum question. That's on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. Tuesday night this week is going to be Pastor Greg Young, a returning guest to Happy Hour, which is my Bible study on Tuesday night. So be sure you mark your calendars for that. And beginning this Thursday night, we're starting a new special event series with L.A. Marzulli called The Coming Great Deception. If you've heard my Happy Hour interview with LA a few months ago, you'll know how incredibly packed with information this four-part series is going to be. I mean, his books are like tomes. They're kind of like David's books. They're not like light reading on the John. I mean, they're thick and documented in all kinds of different information for that. So that's our new Happy Hour special that starts this week, 6 p.m. Eastern time, with a new event. And of course, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. is Critically Thinking with Dr. T and Dr. P. David, I'm both grateful and honored to have you on the show today. I mean, this was so much information. And like I said, we could go on for another couple of hours, I'm sure. And I know that you're feel the same. I'm not exactly sure why you get labeled this conspiracy theorist, because to me, you're just an incredible resource of being able to expose things and connect things that people should be seeing for themselves. So we will for sure put iconic.com up so people can find it and find your Saturday show. And remember that listening this week to our podcast, if you go to drtenpenny.com and you use podcasts at the checkout for our supplement store and our apparel store, you'll get 10% off every single time. So with that, let me close out. Whether we've done a pre-recorded show or if it's something that I'm doing live, I always end my show with one of my favorite verses from the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until the next time, we'll see you. Lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. So David, thank you so much for being here. And to everybody else, have a great week, and we'll see you the next time.